Now, on Wednesday, President Obama signed a memorandum that extends some benefits to the same-sex partners of federal employees.
Many of our government's hardworking and dedicated and patriotic public servants have long been denied basic rights that their colleagues enjoy for one simple reason. The people that they love are of the same sex.
But just how big a step was it? The Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, is still in place, and many say that until that act is repealed, any step to expand gay and lesbian civil rights is going to be a baby step. Now, for some answers, we're here with Kenji Yoshino. He is the Chief Justice Earl Warren Professor of Constitutional Law at New York University's School of Law. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First off, what does this new rule not allow? In other words, what are the benefits they're not going to be getting?
Yes, it's a great question. I think it's really important to underscore that President Obama emphasized that full health benefits or death benefits were not being provided to federal employees because this would actually be in conflict with the Defense of Marriage Act of 1996.
So what benefits did people get?
Well, the benefits that people get are fairly de minimis. He mentioned as one of his examples the fact that federal employees who are stationed abroad could give access to medical facilities to their spouses.
All right. So tell me how this fits in the larger general pattern of the Obama administration and those who are seeking to get equal rights, civil rights for gays and lesbians.
Well, it is a baby step, as you described. It's really important because, first of all, the federal government is the largest single employer in the United States. It's also even more important because this is the first pronouncement that President Obama has made in terms of gay rights.
Now, for people who are supporters of that, is this feeling a little late in the administration?
Absolutely. This is being described as too little too late and also as passive and reactive in the sense that many people in the LGBT community were recently outraged by a Department of Justice brief that was filed last week in defense of the Defense of Marriage Act, in which same-sex marriages were compared to incestuous unions.
Now, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that in defending the Defense of Marriage Act, which does two things. It finds marriages between one man and one woman, and it also says that states don't need to recognize marriages that are engaged in other states. So if Massachusetts permits same-sex marriages, that means that no other state under this law has to recognize that Massachusetts marriage if its own laws, you know, say otherwise. So in defending this Defense of Marriage Act, which is a piece of federal legislation, what the Department of Justice did was to say that, well, oftentimes, even though marriage is usually controlled by a place of celebration rule, which is to say if it's valid in the place of celebration, then you have to accept it as valid in your state. So, you know, something is valid. If a heterosexual union is valid in Massachusetts, generally New York will recognize it. That under this statute, New York doesn't have to recognize marriages that are engaged in Massachusetts if they're same sex. And making that argument, there are other instances that were adduced, and one of them was if there's an incestuous marriage that's legal in another country, say between an uncle and a niece, then a state would not be forced to recognize that. And so there's a comparison made between same-sex marriages and incestuous unions.
Okay, you said passive and reactive. But there are those who I think would argue that President Obama has always been a sort of cool operator. I mean, he had the same sort of reaction, if you will, to abortion issues. There's a lot of hot button issues where he stays in the center and reacts cautiously, if you will.
Yes. And in fact, as somebody who considers himself to be an ardent Obama supporter and as someone who considers himself also to be an ardent gay rights activist, what I want to encourage the LGBT community and allies to do is to be as temperate and as steely as President Obama is himself, which is to say that I don't think we should be hysterical or angry. I think that we should keep the pressure on. So President Obama has made a number of promises concerning the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, hate crimes legislation, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. We have to hold his feet to the fire, but we have to do it in a calm, measured, and temperate way.
Kenji, on our website at thetakeaway.org, we have this great global map of where same-sex partnerships actually exist lawfully, maybe just partially. Is there a role model somewhere in the world where you think that's what we should be trying to do in the United States?
That's a terrific question. I mean, I really like the Spain for this reason, because Spain did it through the legislature rather than through the judiciary. And I think that the decision that made me jump up in the air, Femi, was not the 7-0 opinion in Iowa, which was a judicial opinion, but rather the legislative vote in Vermont that followed that same week by one vote. And I would much rather have same-sex marriage be legalized through the legislature rather than through the judiciary, because it gives the imprimatur of democracy to the unions.
Right.
And have a listen. We have a clip here coming up. This is Melba Ubreo. We spoke to her after the president's announcement yesterday. She and her wife are plaintiffs in a Massachusetts lawsuit challenging the Defense of Marriage Act.
We do our taxes at the state level. We are able to do our taxes jointly as a married couple, but when we do our taxes at the federal level, we definitely have to separate ourselves and file as a single woman. Between 2004 and 2007, we lost over $19,000 by not being able to file jointly.
Talk about how the DOMA can stand in the way of a couple's rights in a case like this.
Absolutely. It creates a huge confusion because you can be married under state law but not married under federal law. So, for example, when Jerry Studs, a representative from Massachusetts, died, under state law his remains were released to his partner, but its death benefits, which are controlled by federal law, could not be transmitted.
All right. Kenji, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Kenji Yoshino. He is the Chief Justice Earl Warren Professor of Constitutional Law at New York University School of Law.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.